Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. What do we got out there, Vinny? Is it hazy? A little cloudy?
There's some clouds here in the city, yeah. Pardon me. Today's weather should be mostly sunny with a low in the, with a temperature in the low 60s, depending on where you're at. But that's right now, we do have clouds overhead in San Francisco.
Yeah, I see a little sun peeking through. I mean, it's definitely like a mixed bag,
but it's
I
not
guess.
That bright blue sky right. We've had like locked in for the last five
it's
days.
It's been just like crisp and beautiful. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, good. Maybe the weather will change a little and we'll get a little more rain. We do need that.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it's sunshine, supposedly. All the live long day. It's early yet, right? So overnight, weather will change. $5,000 a day. How about it? I don't think that anyone's going to argue that it would be great to land $5,000.
It's a good payday.
Yeah, it's a decent, like especially on a Friday. So your part of this equation with the $5,000 being the end result is get the Odyssey app and listen to Alice on it. That's it, really. Just it's a free app. Audacy. Get it at the App Store, Google Play. Get it on your phone. Sign yourself up and start listening to Alice. We really want you to listen to us on this Odyssey
app. We wrote a song about it. Sing it.
No, it's your song. Go ahead.
Yeah, you do it.
A-U, go ahead.
D, go on.
Come on, guys.
A-C-Y, R-A-D-I-O.
Oh, it's so pretty. I mean, and so it's like deep and meaningful too. Right. The Odyssey radio song. So get the Odyssey app. You listen to us on the Odyssey app. You know, you can do that in your car, in your house, work, wherever you are, right? So easy.
Right.
And if you do it for an hour a day, cumulatively, you get one daily entry for the $5,000 a day. Somebody wins $5,000 every day. And if you're not listening to us on the Odyssey app for free, you're not in the running for that. Don't you? I mean, it's, come on. Oh, and whatever email you have signed up with, that's the one we're going to use to contact you to let you know you won. So that one should be something you check. Even if it's your junk email, just check it.
Yeah.
You don't want that $5,000 to slip away. Every single day we're giving that away. Our friend Scott Capurro is going to be doing some entertaining tomorrow night in Santa Rosa. Hello, Santa Rosa. Tomorrow night, the California Theater in Santa Rosa. Tickets for this are at Eventbrite. He is in a tailspin after last week's appearance on this show. He cannot stop talking about his figure. Then he really cut him deep.
Well, he's let it go. What are you going to do?
Oh, my God. Please, God, don't let him be listening right now. I can't take it anymore. Like he's I'm going to move to Texas so that I seem smaller.
The part that pisses me off is, you know, you get a dad bod when you're a dad. You don't get to have a dad bod when you're, you know.
Oh, you're saying he needs to tighten that ass up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Mm.
Or have some kids. There's his, you know, built-in excuse for dad bod to be a dad.
He's got Edson and Edson's dog friends and, you know.
Getting in on my show over here with the dad bod. Like, I don't think so. You and your, I'm supposed to be at yoga or swimming in my Speedo.
Or on my Ayurvedic diet.
Whatever.
I'm going to run home from the station.
In my stupid long johns. How were those pants? I've never seen him in a worse outfit. How did I just jump on that bandwagon? He's so great. Anyway, tomorrow night, Scott Capurro is playing at the California Theater in Santa Rosa. So if you're into that and you know, maybe you got some friends in town, you're like, oh, let's go see this guy. He will definitely offend you and you will walk out. Or you're all wrong and you'll stay for the whole show. Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively.
Oh. Interesting.
They're in a fight. There is a new shot that was fired yesterday in the battle between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively over their movie, which is a hit movie that they made together called It Ends With Us. Justin is the director and the star. Like, they're the two stars of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Justin is now suing Blake and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, for $400 million for allegedly orchestrating a smear campaign against him and trying to take control of the movie, which Justin directed. That's the movie in question, It Ends With Us. Blake is already suing Justin for allegedly trying to ruin her reputation after she spoke up about sexual misconduct on the set. In his lawsuit, Baldoni claims Blake held up production until the film studio agreed to a 17-point list of demands that alleged misconduct and also gave her a cut of the film and a producer credit. He claims she also cut him out of all marketing and promotional efforts. In fact, that's where the story about him being hidden in a basement with his whole family for the premiere for their movie comes from. And maybe worst of all, Justin claims that Blake made fun of his nose and said that he should get plastic surgery. But the biggest thing...
That's actually mentioned in the $400 million lawsuit?
Yep.
You should get that beak clipped?
Yep.
Yikes.
But the biggest thing is that Justin claims that Blake has dragged Taylor Swift into this fight.
No!
Yes.
Tay-Tay?
Mm-hmm.
What about Tay-Tay?
So, there's a long, drawn-out story that accompanies this filing of this lawsuit. And I don't know how everybody gets to have a look at this, but one... Here's...
For the record, so Justin doesn't know that Tay-Tay does not make mistakes. Like, she's the best person among us all.
He almost shouldn't bring her up.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Right. So, I've read the story. I kind of see what's happening. Try and tell you.
I'm going to join you with my feet on the desk.
Okay. Yeah. Get your feet up there.
Settle in for this. Okay.
He says that at one point, Blake Lively rewrote a scene in the movie. And so she had written some pages. Oh, were you taking pictures of us with our feet up all relaxed?
Yeah.
Well, this is, you know, one of our New Year's resolutions. We're going to be more relaxed and chill and more Febreze about everything.
Oh, that's good.
La, la, la,
Don't
la, la.
Encourage that young lady, please. She does not need encouragement.
Kuyla?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's my entire job as her auntie, is to encourage her. Keep it up. Keep up the good work, Isla. So, Blake Lively personally rewrote a scene on the roof. It's about where they meet. So maybe people who have seen this movie, which is a hit movie, $350 million at the box office.
And it was a hit book.
And a hit couple of books, right?
Yeah, two books, I think.
Or maybe three. I mean, maybe they were going to make a whole bunch of these movies. So some crucial scene, she rewrote it. She invites him over to her place so that she can reveal this rewrite of this scene. And Ryan Reynolds is there and an unnamed celebrity dragon is there. And it looks like Blake claims of herself that she's like Khaleesi and she's got dragons who will, I'm sort of paraphrasing some of the messages that she and Justin Baldoni, she's like, I'm like Khaleesi and I've got these dragons who will fight for me. And one of them is Blake. I'm sorry. One of them is Ryan Reynolds and one of them is Taylor Swift, apparently. So,
well, they're two, honestly, those are two of the biggest stars in the world.
And they would be dragons if you had them on your team.
Blake's in very good company because I've never seen one thing she's ever done.
Right.
But I've seen everything Taylor's done and a lot of what Ryan Reynolds has done.
So she invites him over to see this new scene that she's written or the scene that she's rewritten.
Okay.
So Justin Baldoni goes to Blake's house and she has armed herself with her dragons.
Oh, her best friend and her husband are there.
Are the dragons.
Got it.
And they're telling, he says, they were there saying, now this new scene, you got to do it the way Blake wrote it. This is amazing. This is how it should have been in the first place. This is it. And he said in the text exchange, because apparently during in this lawsuit of his, there's 30 pages of text that have been included. And in one of them is the one where she's talking about how these people are her dragons. And he says, listen, Khaleesi, you didn't need those. The scene is great the way you wrote it. And you didn't need to have your dragons with you to force this down my throat. You could have just come to me and Because I agree. This is great. Mm. So the thing that the Swifties are going to be concerned with here is that now Taylor's getting dragged in. Taylor has not commented on this that I've seen. I mean, maybe she talked to Travis Kelce about it.
I'm on the Taylor updates and I've not seen it.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you for keeping an eye on that.
Taylor is one of Blake's friends, though.
Oh, yes. So a close friend.
This is not a bold claim. This is probably legit.
No, he is saying Taylor, well, he's not laming her. I don't think he's trying to drag her in. There are mentions of Taylor in some of the texts that that Blake has sent in the transcripts, but he says her husband and another huge celebrity. Mm. But the implication is that this is Taylor Swift has been involved in this and that she was maybe there just to convince him that this is the way that this should go. Maybe she could have started breathing fire if he'd been disagreeable. But those turns out Taylor Swift is Blake Lively's pet dragon, which I'm sure that, maybe Taylor's like, or are you my pet dragon? I don't know. Do you want to find out that you got dragged into something because somebody thought your star power would be an effective way to weight that conversation in your favor?
You know what I'm gathering from, and I don't know how big this movie was expected to be.
Yeah,
I think it did well, right?
It did great.
But I'm surprised that these people have so much input because I'm sure that's the case. It has to be for these big stars who've already made a name for themselves. They can do stuff like this. Even the little tiny things I've done that were not, they were just college projects or whatever. The director is your boss. Mm-hmm. And the director tells you how each scene will be played and how you will, I want it like this. I want you to do that. You're going to stand here. Then you're going to walk over to it. And it's sort of liberating to hear that these guys can have meetings amongst themselves, rewrite scripts, and come back to the set with, sorry, writers, we've changed a scene and you're going to eat that.
Right.
Like, it's almost.
I know. Well, and he's the director.
Jaw-dropping.
Like, I think that was maybe why she pulled out the big guns, the dragons, and said, come on over. I've rewritten this scene. I think it plays better like this. And then, I don't know, maybe it gets handed off to the writers and they figure it out and work it into the script. And it's, you know. But it is true. I suppose if you're a reasonable person and you know, you're not a tyrannical director necessarily, maybe you are. I'm sure there are those out there. But probably she felt like, okay, I have some input on this and I'm going to back myself up with my people. And
it's supposed to be art and collaboration is a big part of things. But I just feel like a writer who's written a script would be like, you don't get to change my scene. Mm. Maybe they have no rights.
Maybe someone bought the script or there's writers working on it and there's changes all the time. Who knows? That didn't work. That didn't look good.
Yeah, so, usually there's writers on the set with the director and the director will decide to want to change something, go to the writers, this is what we want, rewrite this. I mean, there's constantly that happening on sets.
Okay.
Mm, the evolution. Yeah, that seems like a huge pain in the ass once you're in production. Like, feel like you should have it all set.
Well, but I can,
it's true. People like to make changes.
We definitely, as radio people, will get scripts given to us for, you know, read this. And if you're someone's lisping when they say a certain word or having trouble getting something out, you know, the length of a word, they might change a word. And when you change a word, now you've changed the interaction entirely. So you got to change the other words. I can see how a writer would need to be around for that.
Right.
But to
that wasn't in the script today, Vinny.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez.
But to change the script entirely at a dinner at your house.
I know.
That's surprising. But so this is his allegations against her now.
This is part of what, that was.
Back to the lawsuit.
Right. It sounds like what that was something that was described in this lawsuit. Now I'm reading a story about the lawsuit. So I don't have the lawsuit in front of me. Yes, this is a new thing. He's filed this and basically he's saying I'm suing for $400 million.
Justin Baldoni,
who directed himself and Blake Lively in a movie called It Ends With Us. So he is suing Blake and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, for $400 million for allegedly orchestrating a smear campaign against him and trying to take control of the movie, which Justin directed. She's already suing him in his lawsuit now, the answering lawsuit. He claims Blake held up production until the film studio agreed to some kind of list of demands that also gave her a cut of the film and producer credit. He claims she somehow managed to cut him out of all the marketing and promotional efforts. Sounds like she completely undermined him.
Where's the studio in all this?
Don't ask me.
They don't have anything to say. They can't come out and say, actually, she or he were pain in the ass. Yes. You know, the requests never stopped coming in from that side of this argument party, whatever.
Sounds like a little bit here and a little bit there.
Right. It sounds like both them kind of suck.
They're both ruining their careers.
Well, this is not what you want to be known for.
Nope.
And for Blake, she won't be known for this, but he will be known for this. Because I never heard Justin Baldoni's name before this.
Me neither.
And the only thing I've ever heard it attached to is Blake's feelings about him. I don't know. Again, I'm not picking a side in this. I'm really just trying to understand what everybody wants and what the hell happened. Was it one particular incident or I don't know what the hell it is. Anyway, you're updated. Kanye West is he's a guy with a wife who you've seen most of on Instagram.
Does he still have the jaws in?
Oh, yeah. Those are permanent. He got his teeth whittled down to get those on. Titanium. And he lisps now when he talks all the time.
What? Oh, that didn't go away.
Last I heard, he was still lisping. But again, I'm not, looking for audio on that guy. Maybe we could find some audio. Well, don't. I don't know, he might swear or something. Jesus. So Kanye West posted and then deleted they say half naked photo. This is 99% naked. She's basically wearing the letter V. Made of strings.
Good morning.
You know what's funny is this is the picture you showed me the other day.
My name starts with a V.
Yeah, V. Maybe you should come over and take a look. It was up for a minute and then he took it down. It's the letter V basically. You know, sometimes she wears a triangle. This one, the whole inside of the triangle, it's only really the seams of the triangle. It's all been cut out. So he put it up, then he took it back down. And then I don't know why, but he posted up a 2008 video of Pam Anderson naked, bringing Hugh Hefner's birthday cake to him at a party. Like, this clearly did happen. There's Pam Anderson. She's got the cake.
In 08?
In 08. I know. It feels too late for me. But what is that, 17 years ago? I don't even know what it is. This went up on Wednesday. He posted a 2008 video of butt naked Pamela Anderson giving a birthday cake to the late Hugh Hefner. He uploaded the footage to his Instagram story showing her serving Hef the cake on a silver tray. It's his 82nd birthday. At one point, Hef, who died in 2017, wraps his arms around naked Pam as she kisses him and dances in her stilettos.
Okay, so this is, I looked up, when was Pam Anderson in Playboy?
Oh God, she's been in it a bunch of times, right?
Anderson was flown to LA for a photo shoot. She appeared as the cover girl on Playboy magazine in October of 1989.
Wow.
She subsequently moved to the United States, settling in LA to further pursue a modeling career.
February of 90, she was Playboy Playmate of the Month.
And then
maybe that was of the year. They might have that wrong.
Well, I don't know. I don't know any.
Was Playmate of the Year before.
Oh, yeah. She was.
At one point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way, that's the timeline. So this is almost 10 years later.
Oh, my God. It's 18 years later. 1990 is where I have her doing this. And in 2008.
Oh, 2008. Naked. Okay. Yes. Sorry.
She's still Pam Anderson in 2008. I mean, not that she isn't anymore, but I mean, she's still, at that point, what was she, 40 in 08? You know, I think she's a little bit younger than I am. And am I 58? So she's got something like that. So that was almost, she's
57.
Okay, she's 57. So she's like in her late 30s, I think, in 2008.
Okay. So she must just.
She might be 40. I don't know.
Yeah, it's clear. Her leg up or her introduction into Hollywood was Playboy. Yeah. So maybe she felt like, yeah, I'll do that for him.
Right.
Why is...
But she's naked at a party. Like, there's people all around them, and here comes naked Pam Anderson walking out, which is crazy. I don't know
why did he post it?
Why does he have that video?
He was probably there.
There's no reason why he posted it. There is no reason given. Oh, I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe he was there.
I don't know, but that was kind of the deal. Like, why did he post that?
Right.
Why did
he post it?
The story.
Maybe he, I don't know, but if he could very well have that from having been there. I would think.
But what would
it's against the party rules to pull out a recorder of any kind.
You would think.
But, you know, who knows?
Yeah. Oh, Hef is, it's gross. The way Hef is handling her, too. Like, sick. Quit touching her. Yuck. Or, you know, whatever. It's consensual, I guess. And I guess I'll end with this one. The Home Alone mansion. I don't know who wants to buy houses where things got filmed because it does seem awful. Like the people who are trying to sell the Breaking Bad house because it constantly gets pizzas thrown up onto the roof. Mm. And, you know, even here in town, the full house, it's just the facade of the house. It's the full house. It's a huge pain in the ass for not just the person who owns the house, but for all the neighbors and for the street. So this is the Home Alone mansion. It's a big, beautiful house, big brick mansion. It's gorgeous. And I think it's in Chicago.
Yeah, it's outside of Chicago.
It was on the market for 9 months. They wanted 5.25 for it and they got 5.5. It has officially sold Winnetka, Illinois. And it looks like the new owners really wanted their own slice of the movie history. They say that I think these people were down with the fact that it was a Home Alone. In fact, there's a movie theater in this house. I guess these must be the marketing photos. You know, it's a mansion. So it has a movie theater in the basement because why wouldn't you? And in the movie theater, there's like a Lego Macaulay Culkin with his hands up and his mouth going, ah, you know,
Yes.
And then there's the movie poster and it's clearly been freshly vacuumed. It's got all those wedge marks on it. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a basketball court. I mean, it's a good house. It's a really fun house to have if you have to spend your whole winter inside because you live in Illinois because you got everything you'd ever want to have in there. I don't see an indoor pool or anything, but I'm sure we could make that happen. Anyway, for $5.5 million, these people paid $1.5 for this place. Let me see when they bought it. Mm-mm-mm. They bought the place in 2012 for $1.5.
The Home Alone house.
Yes. So the people who bought it also knew it was the Home Alone house. I mean, it isn't. So maybe they're just done with that. Or they just wanted to realize that $3.5 million gain, $4 million
gain. Well, it's a beautiful house.
Oh, my God.
I saw
gorgeous.
The movie. I mean, it's yeah. Nice. You might just buy it because you like it.
Sure. Well, the interiors look very well, nicely done. And who doesn't want a basketball court in their house? I mean, isn't that every little boy's dream?
Yeah.
And many little girls.
Isla plays basketball. Yeah, she'd
love it.
Sure,
she'd love it. Anyway, congrats to the people who sold that house. That's a tidy profit. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I'll get to the egg story that I missed last time around and more after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up in about a half hour. Your chance to go to Bottle Rock all 3 days.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Better Man. From the director of The Greatest Showman, Better Man tells the extraordinary journey of British pop icon Robbie Williams. Better Man is in theaters now. Get your tickets today at bettermanmovie.com. Here's what's happening. Should be mostly sunny today, although we are under cloud cover here in San Francisco as we broadcast from Studio 9.
It almost looks like rain.
Low 60s today. Big weekend for NFL playoffs.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Enjoy. You don't even need it. Well, okay.
It's a big weekend for the football playoffs.
Yes.
Divisional eliminations.
Okay, so if you haven't heard, bird flu has been this sort of murmur.
Yeah.
In the background of our day-to-day dramas. It's not, it doesn't, hasn't taken over the news
right.
cycle.
I'm paying too much attention to that.
There's lots of chaos
you.
Out there in the world. And so
plenty of things to think about.
When your local Whole Foods isn't putting out rotisseries, you're like, well, I guess they're sold out today. And then you some days pass and you start to go,
where's all the chickens, man?
Eggs have also become short supplied.
Uh-oh.
The bird flu has taken a massive hit on egg production in California.
Wow.
Resulting in many grocery store patrons left staring at empty egg shelves. I mentioned this earlier in the week, and I know that my wife in particular would eat eggs all day, every day, if she could.
Yeah.
She loves them.
They're so good.
And so she'll eat eggs for breakfast, and then if she has a hamburger, she wants an egg on that.
Ooh.
And if she has a pizza, she wants some egg on that.
Ooh,
and it, like, she's into egg.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Well, and eggs are in everything. Like, you might think to yourself, oh no, my breakfast is ruined. But also, so is everything that gets made in the world. Like, eggs are in everything.
Mm-hmm. California flocks have lost about 2/3 of egg-laying hens
in
the most recent bird flu outbreak. And that means fewer cartons in stores at much higher prices.
Wow.
When we talked about this earlier in the week, and we didn't get into it too far, but someone wrote in, and I just really don't have time to access it. They are the person that stocks the shelves at Whole Foods in their neighborhood. They work in that department, and they said, we stock it in the morning, and they're gone by 3 p.m.
Oh, boy.
Like, the eggs are gone.
Get there early, everybody.
So there's the hint for you about how if you keep showing up and can't find eggs, stop shopping at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
You got to go early.
You got to go early.
And also the prices are up. So that's the thing.
Eggs,
some people are asking, can I stock up on eggs? On that text that I am referring to, they also said, we're giving people a limit on how much they can buy as well.
Oh.
So this is how bad this problem's gotten. If you're someone who's thinking, I'm going to go get 6 cartons and keep 4 of them in the outside fridge and 2 of them on the inside, they will limit you at the store. So there's that.
Also, eggs do have an expiration date.
They do.
Although you can usually go way past that. Did you know that if you never refrigerate eggs, you don't have to? Like, you can just take them out of the nest and just sit them on the counter.
I do. I've heard in Europe they do not refrigerate
eggs. They
don't.
They're like, don't put those in the fridge. Because then you have to refrigerate them. Mm-hmm. Once they're refrigerated, that's it. I usually hard boil a dozen every Sunday. And I eat them all week. I love a hard boiled egg.
Hmm.
Crack. And I just take the crispy salt and crack it on the counter. Right, roll the egg on the counter.
Every day you eat a hard-boiled egg.
At least one. Usually two.
Well,
they're just so good.
John is getting to the store early, apparently, and keeping you in big supply.
Well, I did notice yesterday that we didn't have a new carton of eggs. And I just assumed that. So I didn't ask him about it. But I thought, well, he'll get me that. I'm not worried about that. I still have 4 eggs left for this week.
He will, even if. You know what's funny is when I'm getting things for my kids or for my family, I have gone to multiple stores
to get the things you need.
Because this is what my kid needs or what my missus needs or whatever. And there are times when you show up with the thing and you're like, I got that for you. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, back to. Do you know I went to, you have to say, I had to go to 3 stores to get this for you, but I did do that.
But you do find yourself feeling like, boy, I really.
Just so you know, I really went all out for you so that you could have that thing you want. So here it is. You're welcome. Thanks.
Yeah, it's best to just either, if you can't do it without.
Needing a pat on the back.
Then don't do it. Right. That's where I've landed.
If you're doing it for the glory, you're not going to get any glory.
It doesn't feel nearly as good when you have to ask for some glory.
Right.
Can I have some glory, please?
What kind of glory would you like? Tell me what you did.
Never
and then
mind.
I'll tell you it if I'm going to give you some glory. It'll be fine.
Dad. Time for nerd news.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Science.
Nerd.
The big science stories of the week.
Yeah.
Include, and I already mentioned one of them, Elon Musk's SpaceX launched a rocket yesterday. I already mentioned that one. Jeff Bezos's company, Blue Origin, launched their new Glenn rocket for the first time yesterday as well. They're trying to re-land their boosters and use them again so they can take on SpaceX, who's working on that as well.
Yeah.
They got their payload into orbit, but lost the booster. They still said we're testing and this is useful.
We're working on it.
Elon Musk's SpaceX launched a rocket yesterday and ended up with the opposite result. They landed the booster just fine, but the Starship spacecraft exploded and was lost over the Caribbean. In moon news.
Oh, moon news. Tell me everything.
China wants to plant a flag on the moon next year, and they've figured out how to make it flutter even though there's no wind up there.
Oh.
They've engineered a special flag that flutters when it interacts with electromagnetic fields.
Huh.
Okay.
Six American flags have been planted on the moon, but by now they're most likely bleached white by the sun.
Oh.
And China has a flag up there already as well, but this one is going to flutter. Like we all, I mean, that's what you want out of a flag.
Right.
I mean, I put a flag up.
Right. Flutter flag. At least ours are starched, right? Or they're, you know, maybe they're like cardboard. They just stick straight out so that you can see it's us.
In world in other moon news, the World Monuments Fund.
World Monuments Fund.
Just listed the moon as a threatened cultural site. As we send more landers up there and space tourism takes off, they want to start talking about how to preserve Neil Armstrong's boot print, among other things.
Well, they need to put a dome over that, obviously, so people can visit that site without trampling all over it.
That's what they're...
How funny that
you have to think about these things if you're
still there.
If you're going to go up there and we're going to start using this space, they're the first guy to step foot on there, that is a thing.
Vinny.
Yeah.
Isn't that the... You know the guy who wrote The Martian, Andy Weir? Didn't he write a book called Artemis where they are all living on the moon and that is one of the things that's a preserved site on there?
Yeah.
You just reminded me of that book. Hmm.
It's a great... I really like that book.
You should read that Project Hail Mary. That's a great book.
Is it?
John and I both read it and we have worked like five things into our vocabulary from it. Like it's... I loved it.
What is that one about?
It's, I don't want to say.
Oh.
But it's space. You know, there's space, sci-fi, Earth, outer space, problems, solving, you know.
I don't know.
Science,
that's not a good enough
stuff.
Tease for me. I feel very uninspired.
It's excellent. I love that one.
A study found a glass of milk a day might protect against colon cancer.
Oh, well, does the milk I put in my coffee count?
Sure.
Great. Then I'm all set.
I mean, they didn't say sure in the story, but I feel like,
isn't that a
glass of milk?
It's milk.
Well, it's not.
Mixed with coffee.
But are you putting in like a splash or like a glass of milk?
Well, I have enough cups of coffee that I would think it counts as at least half a glass. I mean.
In ET news.
Oh, we're done with the milk thing?
Yeah. A poll of experts found most of them think aliens are out there somewhere.
Well, it is an infinite universe.
Very few think they're not. Over 86% of astrobiologists think there's life on other planets. 12% stayed neutral and didn't answer. And just 2% of them, of the astrobiologists, think that we're alone in the universe. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
We're definitely not alone in the universe.
I totally disagree.
Yeah.
It's just us.
I feel like it's just too big to even... question it. There's just too many. And I mean, just the Milky Way alone. There's a gajillion stars and possibilities for life. It only takes a few certain things, you know? And obviously, if there was a big bang, we're all made of the same stuff.
This next story is about baby names.
Okay.
As you know, I have quite a few nicknames, Sarah, and I do have a few aggressive
Febreze,
ones.
Dork well, Johnson.
No, it's Dark Johnson, but...
Oh, what is it?
Dark.
Dork Johnson. Right.
You really enjoy...
Love you.
...torturing me, don't you?
Yes.
Anyway, for a while, I was known as Pirate Killa. You don't know that?
Who called you that?
Lots of people.
Really?
Yeah.
Other pirates, or...
No. Well, yeah,
were you
they
on,
may
like,
have.
Were you in the Coast Guard and you'd killed some pirates?
Let me just get to my story, but I want to say that aggressive names aren't the undoing of our society.
Aggressive names that kids are getting?
Yeah, they say that this aggressive baby name trend is alarming, according to experts.
Do they mean like Hunter and Gunner and Archer?
That's what they mean, exactly.
Oh my God, funny.
I went to school with a guy named Battle Slaughter.
Battle Slaughter?
Battle Slaughter.
That's right up there with Pirate Killer.
And he hated it so much. The first day of class, they'd be like, before they even got Battle, he was like, it's Ted. He went by Ted. Yeah, I'm like, Battle Slaughter. You should have embraced that name, Battle.
You know,
Caliber, Shooter, Trigger.
Hard. It's hard to tell who your kid will be. So if you just go with something kind of neutral.
Arson, Cutter.
Arson.
Dagger.
Dagger's cute.
These are all names that are being used. I don't think it's the end of the world. You guys, it'll be okay.
Yeah, it will be okay.
I was known as Pirate Killer and came out just fine.
You weren't known as that.
It wasn't
your name either. It was not even a nickname. It was just a name you fancied for yourself and you wished that you could be Pirate Killer, but...
It's not Killer.
Killer.
It's Killer.
Sorry.
Like Ghostface Killer.
Like Ghostface Killer.
He may have copied me for all I know. I don't know.
Probably.
That's it. Word of you got back to Staten Island. They're like, hey, there's this surfer
Pirate killer. I'm going to go ghost face.
All right, RZA.
I don't even believe myself at this point. Weapons-inspired names convey masculinity without being traditional male names. Mm. It's okay.
Hammer.
Hammer's cute.
Sledge.
Oh, hammy's kind of.
Saw.
Yeah.
Bob.
Well, if you
Gorilla.
Remember, this actually is a true story, and you were there for it. I told you a million times that my first boy, my firstborn, my first son will be named
Vroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sound a motorcycle makes.
V-R-O-O-O-M.
Why?
Vroom. That's what he wanted to name him. Vroom.
Yeah, well, why not? Vroom. What are you going to name your son? Let's hear it.
Charlie.
Squirrel Meat.
Why Charlie?
My grandfather.
Oh.
I like the name Charlie.
Yeah.
I actually do.
You go Charles or do you go Charlie?
Well, it's Charles, but you call him Charlie.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to call him Charlie.
You call him Chuck.
Chaz.
No.
Oh, I never knew Chaz was comes out of Charlie. Oh.
I think so. I don't know, though.
He'll be Charlie.
Okay.
If you have him.
Well, he might.
You could name a girl Charlie, too.
You should see the text machine. There are a lot of contestants.
Well, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Maybe we could set them up on a date, a dry date.
They're called DMs. Slide into them.
Oh, gross. That's so inviting. My God, I can't wait to get in there.
Listen to him crack
Isn't
himself
that
up.
Sexy.
Oh, 408 says Project Hail Mary is great.
Yeah, it is great. If you like The Martian, you'd like this. It's just that same crass humor. I really, and science and sci-fi. Awesome.
510 says, oh my God, can we please deal with our many infrastructure issues, wildfire prevention, et cetera, in this country before spending billions of dollars on space? I hate this story.
That's private sector money right there.
Yeah,
by the way.
we're not spending that money.
Yeah, that's not taxpayer. Well, it is taxpayer money in that all taxpayers buy everything that they own off of Amazon. But other than that, well, that's Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk
they do.
Money.
It's so funny how everyone quietly has to feel guilty about that, but continues to go click, click. Right. I got the shopping's done. Yep. I'm done. I don't have to go anywhere.
Yep.
Done. Two clicks.
I'll even tell the kitchen bitch, hey, I need another one of these. She orders it for me.
Get out. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that's all the input that thing needs to get new dish soap sent to you.
That I already have in my in my recurring orders thing. Like it just gets shipped to me automatically. But yeah, like the other day it's a long story. It doesn't really matter, but there was a thing that I needed another one of and I'm like, hey, can you order me another one of these things? And she puts it in my cart. I got to go to my cart and do it, but it's there. I didn't have to search for it.
Thingy. I seem to have dust accumulated on my crown. I need a new one. Like that?
Yeah, like that. And she was like, do you want a duster or do you want a new crown? And I was like, decisions.
My scepter's getting a bit dusty.
Yes. Would you like some jewel polished as well? I was like, yeah, throw it all in my cart.
Oh, 707 says, when I see you again sometime, Vinny, I'm going to greet you with, aye, matey.
Oh, because you're the pirate killer.
I'm pirate killer. I don't think, I'm not.
The pirate killer.
I'm the, right. Anyway.
Ahoy, matey. But you have to, I mean, if you're going to go kill pirates, it means you're at least a seaman, right?
What'd you just call me?
A seaman.
Yeah, you're seaman.
You're a seaman.
Yeah, that makes more sense than pirate killer.
It really does. Let's just call him seaman, you know? That'd be...
There's a new one.
That'd be a good nickname.
Michael!
Seaman Fabrice, front and center!
Seaman.
Michael! Is he here today?
Nope.
Ah! I'm telling as soon as I see our boss.
Okay. Go ahead. I'll tell him the whole story.
He'll Irish goodbye you.
Never to be seen again.
He's gone.
Oh.
Someone wrote in and said, that sounds like you.
There's somebody, they always think everything sounds like me. Oh. I must just have a...
You got a chameleon voice.
Yeah.
Mm. He's gone.
It does sound like
sounds
you.
Like you.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
He's gone.
Spencer and Heidi, also known as Spidey, have a son named Gunner. Getting back to the aggressive baby names.
Yeah.
Natalie, listening on the app.
That's why that one popped into my head.
And here's one more. I hate to break it to you, Vinny. My dad is 75 and has proudly told us that his nickname was Cool Breeze way back when.
Yeah, it's a dream many men have. That their nickname would be Cool Breeze.
Do you
want to
hear the true story behind that? Sure. I'll tell you the truth.
Seaman Fabrice, tell us. Yeah.
One of the guys at my station in San Diego, he was an engineer, and his name was Tree. It was part of his last name, Roundtree. Okay. I don't even know his first name because I always knew him as Tree. And this guy, I used to have him do my sounders, or my you know, Vinny is on the radio.
Got it,
and he just did the voice. I would do the production.
Oh, I see.
But his voice was, he smoked and
that
he had
guy,
a gravel,
right?
And I put him on in the room at a mic and I turned on the pancake recorder. And one of the things he said as a sounder was, Cool Breeze is rocking the mic. And I was like, oh, that is my new. And I used that forever, even though I never actually referred to myself that way. But this would have been in 93. Mm-hmm.
So when people called the radio station, did they say, hey,
no, they didn't.
Hey, Cool Breeze.
No.
So it was this guy said something wrong one time, and then you were like, that is who I am.
I am now Cool Breeze forevermore.
It's the way when you create an avatar for a video game, you're like, that's me right there. I feel like that.
Yeah.
All right, well, it makes more sense. But I think Febreze is a little bit stickier.
I don't like it. But
well,
anyway, I'll move on.
We don't all like our nicknames, do we? Said every Karen.
You know, my kids' best friends, her mom, so it's my wife's friend, she goes by Narek.
I like it.
Because her name's Karen.
Yeah, I like it.
And she's just like...
Forget it. My name's Narek.
She's got it all over her. So she just started, she turned it.
So now she's got her Karen necklace. She just turns it backwards. And it says Narek. So she can still use that.
What a bummer.
Total bummer.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, I just got what Narek was. Sorry.
Narek, it's backwards.
I'm a little slow.
Narek. Narek.
It's both cute and awful.
Tragic.
That you're now associated by name with
Because there are
person.
Plenty of Karens out there who are like very good people who are, they're smart and funny.
I went out with one for a while.
Karen?
Yeah. Although she was IN and says that's the difference.
Oh. Was she a CARIN?
Nope.
Or KARIN?
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
How about a pair of Bottle Rock tickets?
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.